what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with you to go on a brand new voyage as we are talking about Below Deck on Bravo on a new podcast we're calling Big Deck Energy. And now here we are with the woman who knows it all about Below Deck, Sasha Joseph. Sasha, how are you?
So excited. We're finally doing this.
We're here.
Oh my God. It's going to be a fun season, Rob. And thank you for saying yes to doing this. And I can't wait.
Okay. So Sasha reached out a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, we should talk about Below Deck and really in our RHAP community because of Kate Chastain's appearance on Traders really got people interested in Below Deck. People had been saying in our Facebook group, hey, when is RHAP going to cover Below Deck? And so Sasha reached out and said we should do it. Of course, Sasha is, and no stranger to talking about messy things over on the Mess Magnets podcast with Kirsten McInnes. And apparently, this is a very messy show. I have long wanted to check out Below Deck, and I am very excited to be here for this inaugural run talking about Below Deck : Sailing Yacht season 4. And today we're talking about the premiere. And Sasha, I couldn't be more excited.
It's going to be a good season. What did you think about this? Like, this is your first time dipping your toes in.
It's my first time dipping my toes in. And I'm really just trying to get my head around what the show is going to be about, really, because I know a lot of people love the show, but I don't really know from episode to episode, like, what we're going to see. Are these women that are on the boat now going to be there the whole season, or are new people going to come in and out? So I'm really looking forward to you. I am but like a deckhand just showing up, and you are a tenured captain of the sea who can talk us through everything that we're going to see on a season of Below Deck.
This is going to be great. I think the chat is also saying this, but I agree that I think this is a great starter season because, one, everyone's good at their jobs, and the main four are amazing, right? Glenn, Colin, Gary, and Daisy are just like so good because they're all really good at their jobs, but they're also very messy. So all of that together is just giving us the best version of Below Deck. And it's a smaller boat, so lots more like horrible hookups are going to go.
Okay, good. Looking forward to that. And my vision here on what we're going to do here with Below Deck is that this is going to be part of something new that we are launching, a Bravo RHAP feed where we can cover any Bravo shows that we want to jump into. Of course, Maggie Morgan and Jacob Jones had been covering The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And so whatever Bravo shows we want to cover, potentially Traders future seasons as well, we can put that all in our new Bravo podcast feed that people can check out when they go to robhasawebsite.com/Bravo feed. And that's where you can subscribe to get all of this in addition to it being in our reality TV wrap ups feed, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay. So Sasha, can you tell us a little bit, because I think some people are going to check out this podcast that maybe are not familiar with Below Deck, or maybe want to like jump in and come along with us on this journey. So this is Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Could you explain the difference about Below Deck Sailing Yacht versus Below Deck proper?
Yes. So Below Deck overall is a show where we follow yachties, which is what the folks that are working boat are. Yeah, correct. we follow their lives, right? That is the point. And there's different types of yachties, different years, et cetera, et cetera, right? And then each boat has its own theme. So Below Deck Regular is the main one. And that has been a staple for 10 years, which I think you did see on Renap, right? One of the I think you skipped that one, the Watch What Happens Live. Captain Lee was doing like a 10 year of Below Deck thing. Yes. But anyway, so it's been on. That's the first season. And then it was a mega hit because people loved rich people showing their whole ass. And they loved a lot of money. They love these yachts hooking up. What more do you want? So they said, great, we're now going to do a bunch of different franchise spinoffs of all of this. So that is how Sailing Yacht came to be, which is one of the many franchises. But this one is actually a sailing boat. It's not a like mega yacht that we're used to. So
okay, this is kind of like a smaller.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. So this like literally is a sailboat where they have the big sails go up. That is part of the drama where Gary Coven Boy will come up later. But he actually has to like go on. I believe it's called a donkey and they like fix it all.
Wow. You know,
so that
terms.
Is all part of it. I've been knowing a little bit, but I could be fake news. I don't know. I love spreading misinformation. So they all anyway. And then when they sail, the whole boat goes sideways, which we saw in a little bit of the trailer, which will cause drama because the chef is angry that the boat is sailing.
Yeah.
And now the chef has to redo everything.
Right. Okay. So we really get to know the crew of the boat and then the various passengers that come along. And, you know, there is like a lot of challenges that they face in terms of keeping the boat going. And then also a lot of like interpersonal drama because there's lots of hookups.
Correct.
Okay. So this is the fourth season of Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Could you just rank for us, like, in terms of, like, your favorites? Like, where does Below Deck : Sailing Yacht fit into the pantheon of Below Deck?
Okay. Whew. So Below Deck proper, I think, is still my number one just because Captain Leaks is most of these Below Decks are based on their main characters, which is the captain. And sometimes they're cast as well. Kate is another good one. So Kate was on Below Deck Normal with Captain Lee. He's boat daddy. We love him. That is my number one franchise for sure. And then I will say that Below Deck Sailing is my second after, which currently I will say is one of the best seasons franchises ever just because of the people. And then we do have a lot of others. There's Below Deck Adventure that's new. Below Deck Down Under. And then there was, is there one more? Nope, there's four. Yeah, those were it. Oh, and Below Deck Med, which actually is very messy, but the captain.
What's Med? It's a
Mediterranean.
It's not like a medical
in the
ship.
Med.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And Below Deck Med, the captain is just not captaining the way we would want her to.
Right.
And she is very polarizing. And I don't find her to be a fun leader to watch.
Okay. All right. So Below Deck : Sailing Yacht. Do we need to know any backstory about the characters? The show did a good job of setting up who everybody was in sort of like the opening minutes of the show. But do we have like to know like a lot of backstory? Because it seemed like there were some folks that they were just meeting each other for the first time.
Yes. Yeah, so Glenn, Daisy, Colin, and Gary.
Okay, Captain Glenn, the chief steward.
Correct.
Gary is the first mate who has COVID. Yes. He's not on the boat yet. Yeah. And they're trying to rush him back. Sasha, to me, I kind of was under the impression like if you have like a cruise ship, like ideally you try to like keep the COVID people like off for as long as possible.
Listen, this is their bread and butter, right? Yeah. He's a himbo. They need Gary. Like, if Gary was here, the first one, I think the boat would be working. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Because the way him and Parsifal work, like, they're like this.
COVID is the least of his communicable diseases.
Yes, is the problem. And our enjoyment. And then they would have been hookups night one because of Gary.
Yeah.
So that is what we missed. So, yeah. So that's the Gary backstory. He's been on since season two. So have the other three. Captain Glenn has been on since season one with Parsifal. So he's like actually Parsifal's.
So can you tell me, does Captain Glenn, does he own the boat or is there some other person? No, definitely not.
No.
There's some other person that like owns the boat and then they hire Captain Glenn to like, hey, just take my boat and like go and like take all these like, you know, rich people out.
So usually how this works is Bravo actually charters a boat for the shooting period.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah. So they'll charter the boat and then they end up changing the name of the boat as well to, you know, to make it more fun. Like, I think there was once where it was called Rhino. What, Ohana was Rhino. And Rhino. They changed it to Ohana. Yeah, on regular Below Deck. Again, very messy, Ohana's crew. But yeah, so Below Deck is the charter, like for all intensive purposes. But for us, then they'll go on like a sublease, right? Where they'll then sublease it to folks as you do an apartment.
This boat is called Parsifal 3.
Yes, and that is its name. That's one crappy they have name not changed. For a boat. Yeah, Parsifal, for real.
Well, what the hell is a Parsifal?
What's a Rhino? Like, none of these make sense. Mm-hmm. They're all pretty weird names, but I don't know what a Parsifal is.
Okay.
But I can look it up.
Okay.
But yeah. It's bad.
It doesn't sound that good. I guess it sounds a little fancy overall.
Oh, it's a poem.
Okay. A poem?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't think... Maybe I'll ask ChatGPT to write a poem about Below Deck colon sailing yacht later on.
I would love that.
Okay.
Yeah, is a work of vindictiveness, of secret attempt at poison.
Oh, maybe... Did somebody poison the engine of the boat? Because that's really where all of the drama seems to be stemming from in this episode of that the boat is broke.
Listen, production... me smell some cooking because... How can it make a crossing, which is when it goes from winter to summer and then summer back to winter, like the Atlantic, it crosses it. How can you do all of that and then mess up when you're docked?
Yeah. So talk this through. Do you feel like that the boat is sabotaged? Do you feel like that? Are there really not problems with the boat? And this is just like sort of a contrived situation for reality TV enjoyment?
So I love conspiracy theories.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Like the fun kind, yeah.
Yes, this is the fun kind. So I do believe that there's some cooking happening here because...
Yes. And not just for what Alicia is up to.
Thank you. Because I went on Reddit, right? And I said, okay, let's actually find out what's going on. And someone that's a senior deckhand and a second marine engineer said that 2 weeks is actually really underestimated. Like, they don't understand how it can be fixed if what the problem was, mm-hmm. that the water in the engine or salt water in the engine.
Right. And just for anybody who didn't watch the episode. So we've mentioned Gary, the first mate of the ship. He's not there. They promote the chief engineer, Colin, to take over that role. And he's really working with the engine and the boat won't start. They end up taking the whole thing apart and they find out that there's like some sort of flooding going on in the engine. And they have already like some sort of like business party. Like, I don't know what the event is. Some
vibes only.
Yes. Some lady party that's happening on the boat and they can't take them anywhere.
Yeah. Every charter is usually just like mostly obnoxious folks, like wilding out.
Yeah. Sort of like imagine like a bachelorette party, but not for people that are getting married and sort of like ladies like in their like 40s and 50s.
Correct. Mm-hmm. 100%. That is how it is. So and it does change every time, but usually they're celebrating something or there's like, I'm a rich person and I want to take all my friends out. And then they're usually the most obnoxious people that are like, I'm the friend and I'm just here for the ride. Yeah. And they're going to be horrible.
So, Sasha, what I was not expecting on the Below Deck was just how, like, it seems like a big part of the boat. And I don't know if this was because that the boat couldn't sail, that they say like, okay, we are going to hire these people. And then the mission is that we are just going to get everybody like super drunk. That's sort of the plan that they have.
Yeah. So usually when all goes to hell, that is the plan. Mm-hmm. They said, how do we get them wasted so that they don't ask for food? Because sometimes, no, a lot of the times chefs will just quit or they'll say, I don't want to do this. So I'm not going to. What are you going to do about it? So then the stews have to figure it out. So they'll be like, alcohol.
Stews. Yeah.
Correct. So they'll just like pump them with alcohol and then they'll just pass out and no food is needed.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't Chappelle be a good person to be on the yacht to be sort of like, you know, the person who is like doing all the entertainment?
100%. I think like I would be like, okay, I need you to do this. And then he'll be like, no. And then I think I would be like, no, but we have no choice. We need that $30,000 tip.
Yeah. You know, I think this is where things went wrong because I feel like that in some ways, like, you know, we do these live shows and stuff like that. I'm sort of like the captain. And when we're in Washington, D.C., where we had a problem where, we can't project Survivor on the screen. We've got a problem, Rob. The show can't leave. Like what I should have done is like, all right, Chappelle, get everybody in the audience very drunk right now.
Correct. Like
take everybody down to the bar. Get everybody really liquored up. Nobody will notice that Survivor's not on.
1,000%. You should have said shots for all. Mm-hmm. And we would have been fine.
Yeah.
We would have made it.
Well, maybe I'll like in for the, like when we go to Toronto, I'll like make sure that we have like Molson Triple X, behind the stage and just start handing them out if anything goes wrong.
1,000%. Yeah. So we do see, and drunk guests do make the best TV.
For sure.
So that's why I think production is also do it.
Sasha, you know about the conspiracy theories. Okay. So the woman that is having this event, did she pay to be on Below Deck, or is she getting on Below Deck for free? Is she being paid and compensated for bringing a bunch of her friends to come show their whole ass on television?
Great question. So I did some digging and I have some answers. All right. So Dumois, which is a celebrity gossip Instagram page.
Yeah.
Celebrity gossip Instagram page. Anyway, so it's not always reliable, everyone. Okay, take it with a grain of salt. But they will post any DMs that they find reliable and they'll post them on their stories. Okay, so a lot of the times it's a, you know, it's publicists. Okay, so they did post the PDF of what the charter guests get. So here it is. The details of your vacation start here. And this was for Below Deck Med. So this is a little bit more expensive. All right. So usually they do have two charters that will be two nights, 3 days for a discounted price of $40,000. And there are three charters that will be three nights, 4 days for $45,000. Okay. That's for Below Deck Med. Now here's how the Mediterranean, here's how the math works. They will take, here's the actual cost of the week-long charter, and then they'll 50% that. And that is your cost for your 3-day charter. So it's heavy, heavy, heavy discount. And the executive producer has like confirmed this. So that's a known thing.
Yeah.
But then the charter fee covers a round trip economy though, fare to and from Malta, which was then. So for here, it'll be Sardinia in Italy for everyone, maximum 8 people, hotel accommodations for the night before and after your charter, maximum of 4 rooms, all food and beverages on the charter and a personalized itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they get. So I'm not sure if this is 100% correct, but it looks like for Parsifal, she's available for $200,000 around, but maybe less because I feel like it's a sailing boat. So I just feel like in my heart, it's lesser. And then, you know, you'll 50% that or whatever. So that's
I think you said it was $40,000.
This is for Mediterranean. So I'm just estimating like it's close to that.
Okay.
This is not for sailing yet. This is just like for the Below Deck Med.
This woman who had this party paid like $100,000 to have her friends come with her and get like all you can eat and drink.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, first, okay, Anna says in the chat it's about $25,000, which I think might be, makes more sense because Med is more expensive and that's $40,000. So I think sailing will be half of that.
Right. Because I mean, this, some of these ladies really like embarrass themselves on being, being on the show.
Do.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
And that's the best part of the show.
Yes. And
can I tell you
really
one
was.
Silly story?
Please.
About there were Indians that came. So, you know, that's why I will say share this on Below Deck, which was just the season right before. Okay. They're like, they're reeking of new money. All right. And they were like, we want, you know, expensive this. We want hookah on board. All right. And you can't even wear shoes on board. And they wanted hookah. Oh, no, cigars and hookah. So, Rob, they were lighting the cigars and smoking them backwards.
Smoking them backwards, they put the lit end of the cigars in their mouth?
Well, as in what side you're supposed to light was in their mouth.
Okay, yes.
The butt was the one they were lighting.
Okay,
and the crew was
they
like,
didn't get
they
so drunk
horrible.
They put a lit cigar in their mouth.
No, you know, I think then production actually would have to stop them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's how these people show their whole ass. Like, we're fine. Like, yeah. Worst things have happened. And then there is like a deposit they have to pay that will be used in case any of the guests require an item or activity that's over $100. So bottle of champagne, caviar, scuba diving, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And they are expected to tip 15 to 20% of the original charter price.
Okay. All right. Because I do have to say that I feel like this party that rented the boat in this episode that we watched, when Captain Glenn says, okay, we have some bad news. The boat you rented doesn't work. We have to stay on the dock. I feel like they took it pretty well.
They're better than me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Because I'm dropping with tip, right? And everything and my new clothes. I'm dropping 50K.
Mm-hmm.
Like for even if it's sailing.
Yeah.
So imagine.
But I think that for the people that are going there, I think that part of the attraction must just be like, hey, we're going to be on, like, we're going to like an immersive experience of like, this is like, you are going on to like the Star Wars Galactic Cruiser of like, that we are going inside of our favorite TV show.
So here's the thing. I used to believe that. And I think because I've watched so many of Below Deck that I'm bougie now. And I'll be like, how dare they serve this food? That doesn't work. Because that chef before was amazing. And now this chef sucks, blah, blah, blah. So I have become really bougie when it comes to my Below Deck. So I will not accept that is what I mean. Because it's not weather related. How did you not catch this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think they had every right to be like full on divas about it, but good for them for not being annoying.
Good for them. Let's talk about the cast of Below Deck Sailing Yacht. And maybe you could just give us like a little bit of a primer on everybody. Captain Glenn, is he a good TV character? Because I feel like he was like a little bit dry in episode number one.
Yes, we love Captain Glenn. He's our short king. I think this is what Captain Glenn's job is, where he'll, you know, he's not in it, right? And most captains don't want to be in the mix unless you're Captain Sandy. But anyway, so he doesn't want to be in it. He'll be like one level removed. So you're not wrong in that, like, he's a little dry. I think he has to be because he's in charge of everything. He goes to bed early because most captains do.
Yep.
He doesn't party with anyone. And he's the only captain that shares a room with one of his staff. So he's down, but he's not that down. So I think it's pretty on par, but we like him.
Yeah, Sasha,
nice.
What's interesting about the layout of the boat, I feel like that the crew has sort of like very like lousy accommodations.
Correct.
And then sort of like the person who's renting the boat has like the master suite. And then there are two other like decent rooms, but they still have three beds in the room.
Yeah. It depends on each boat, but yeah, this one there is three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll see if Captain Glenn could bring more to the table. Who are some of your favorites from the cast?
Obviously Daisy is amazing. She's a chief too. She's been on this is her third season. Her and Gary, which is our bosun, who has now moved up to, is he first mate now? Yeah. First mate. They have had like a will they, won't they situation for a long time. And, we don't want it to happen because Gary's a himbo, right? Like he hooks
we
up
want
with
better
Emmy.
For Daisy.
Correct. And we will be getting better for Daisy, looks like, this season.
Okay. Because I feel like that Daisy kind of had a quiet episode.
Yeah, she'll come out. I think because Gary isn't there. Gary really irks her. Like, this is like the friends to enemy. Like, no, enemies to lovers. Sorry. A trope.
Yes.
Yeah, this is that one. So her, but you know, you're missing the enemy. So I think for now she's like, let me not be annoying. Like, let me just, you know, get my girls what to do. And her shoes seem fine for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who else are the standouts from the cast?
Yeah. And then everyone's love, or maybe just mine. No, I'm just kidding. He's everyone's. Colin.
Colin
has been in a relationship. Yes. Has been in a relationship for all these seasons. So three, this is his third. So two seasons he's been in a relationship. But boy, we're ready for single Colin.
Yes. No, he's out of, yeah, he's out of his relationship now. He's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
He broke up with his girlfriend.
Correct. So Colin is beloved because he, again, he's not rude. He's not in the mess, but he'll egg it on just a little.
Yeah.
Him and Gary are best friends. So he will be like, Gary, you stupid idiot. But also like, how was it? So that's why we like Colin, because he's never in it.
Yes.
But he knows.
Could single Colin fall out of favor?
No.
Oh, okay.
I refuse. How? He's so perfect. He could if he really, you know, is like douchey, if he hooks up with someone. But until then, we love him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about, like, is the boat just like wired with cameras and like in the bedrooms and everything like that?
Yeah,
so like all these people like are hooking up and there's like they're all on camera.
Yeah, so everyone, get ready for a lot of butt shots.
A lot of butt shots.
A lot. And a lot of them, like, again, will be really drunk. So they will fall. We'll get a bunch of those, like, falling from cabins. We already got Lucy, you know, talking about that. And then they'll have sex. So we will see that. not, like, full on, but mm-hmm. we will see stuff. Blurred, but not, you know. So yes, is the point. Like, we get to see everything.
Yeah. Okay. So it is sounding very messy in terms of what goes on here on the boat, because I feel like that it's very like close quarters. And I feel like that in terms of like the production crew, like these hallways are very narrow. Like, I think it must be tough to like get a lot of this footage.
Yes. And just wait until fights happen in those small corridors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is usually only one or two people. Like, there aren't that many people filming them because they have a lot of, like, Big Brother, right? Those cameras set up. Mm-hmm. So a lot of mess happens in the cabins. A lot of tears will be happening in the cabin.
So, Sasha, I feel like that we have, like, some new blood that came in here for this season. Like, do these people get recruited, or are they actually people that know what they're doing?
They do have to apply, like as a like Yachty, not as like a reality star. And there is like a company that they work with. Mm-hmm. So that's why Daisy was talking about looking at their cover, like CVs or resumes, because they will actually look at everything and then say, oh, you're actually seasoned. So, you know, you'll get first stew, you'll get second stew. So that there's a lot of drama there as well.
Okay. Who of the newcomers do you think has potential?
Ooh, Lucy and Mads. Wait, yeah. Is Mads the effing ray of sunshine? Yes.
Yes. Mads is she's the woman that's from Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So I think she's going to cause a lot of drama because she said she likes to joke and she's mean about it. And I do believe our friend from South Carolina, Chase will be just like mean, because there's always a deckhand that rubs people the wrong way, because he'll be like, I'm a deckhand. I don't want to help with inside chores and I don't want to help the chef with dishes. I think that's Chase.
Yeah. What's his problem?
But let's see. The vibes he was giving out, because he was already yelling about having to clean up in the morning mm-hmm. after the EDM party. And I was like, that's your job.
Yeah.
You're out.
It is a hard job, because you have to like really like entertain these people and come up with like follow all of their crazy ideas. And then you also have to clean everything. Like, so that you get like very drunk and then like they expect like the boat to be like, this never happened when they wake up.
Correct. And again, you have to work hard for your tip. Like, the things that these people will do to get the guests like happy, there is no.
Yeah, I know. And well, it seems like you also get like, you know, I don't want to like make it like too dramatic, but you do seemingly get like harassed by the passengers. Yeah. Like the ladies on the boat were just like, all right, lap dance for me now.
Yeah, one of them said, who wants to marry me? Mm-hmm. Like, they have no shame. And unfortunately, the deckies really get it, like, bad when there are women on board. Because they'll be like, give me a lap dance. And then they'll get really drunk and just touch them everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. So, yes, it's true. The like lap dances are the most basic thing to happen, unfortunately. And then sometimes when the genders are switched, the stews do really get a lot. Like our Kate one time was so angry at a guest that she made a pillow out of a penis on the master's. Like she put all the towels and made it into a penis when she was making their bed, and Kate got in trouble a little bit, and they tried to take the tip away. No, they were just like, we're not going to pay you the whole tip because you did this. And Captain Lee was like, Kate, why did you do this? But Kate's Captain Lee's favorite, so she got away with it. So they will kind of get away with dragging the guests, but only
But that
Kate.
Seems like the opposite. That seems like that they're like, hey.
No, it's
like,
because they were being rude. And Kate was like, I will not say. Oh, yeah, it was a rocket. That's what Kate said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was.
Okay.
The women get touched also, unfortunately.
Game, set, match in the chat says some of the most iconic yachties are from my old stomping ground on Long Island.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's true. Ooh, Florida is like our crazy ones, but it's Florida. And then Long Island will be the ones where you're just like, are you all right?
Very dramatic. Lots of great reality TV stars come from Long Island. We're not afraid to get into confrontations and we don't get embarrassed. Okay. We're ready to get into it with everybody. Okay. So we really just got a lot of like a setup on the boat and really like, getting everything together for this first outing together with a lot of the focus being on Gary, who has COVID. Now, Gary is recovering from COVID. We see him on FaceTime a bunch of times. Sasha, I couldn't really figure out what Gary was talking about. He was talking about that, he keeps getting positive COVID tests and he doesn't really understand why this is, because he says that he's just like breathing into his pillow. And for some reason, like I think he thought that like he could breathe all of the COVID into the pillow.
It's a domino effect, duh. This is why, again, he is so dumb, but extremely good at his job. Like, besides yachting, I think Gary's IQ would be much lower. But when you see him kind of in an emergency, you're just like, that's hot. Wow, this is a man that can, like, really take charge. Because that has to be the only attraction, because I don't get anything else. Right. He's charming. But, yeah, bless his heart. Like, he is not the brightest.
If he was there though, Sasha, could he have fixed the problem with the engine?
I do believe so. I think that's what we're getting the setup for.
He's going to come in and save the day.
Yeah. And Colin and again, Percival have been very much like in a toxic relationship where Colin sometimes has left for shopping, to help with like provisions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, they have to go for provisions. Yeah. And Percival has acted up. And then Colin comes back and Percival is like, okay, I'm
the
fine
boat
now.
It has acts out when
I do believe this. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
The boat's like a character.
And it is
on the
an
show.
Old boat. It's like a 13-year-old boat, I think. So she, she has her issues, but like I said, I think Colin's single and the boat is like, we need time together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Colin is trying to work things out. We also got to see some of the new stews try their hand at like getting the boat clean. Apparently, I'm not sure if this was Madison or if this was Lucy, that they were complaining about that they had to clean up a lot of pee and also a lot of hairs that might be from unsightly hairs. What happened on this boat before they left?
So this is where I think we can talk a little bit about the crossing. So usually what happens is once a season is done, like a yachting season in general, not just Below Deck, just in general, you'll probably have a yacht crossing, which what that means is they go a grueling trip before the start of every summer and winter. And they have to either, you know, go to the Caribbean or the Mediterranean. So currently we're in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And these trips, you know, again, happen in mid-spring, mid-fall, basically to maximize the yachting experience on either, you know, either end. And yachties, aspiring yachties, Gary has done the crossing. But anyway, we'll take part in this to kind of get the boat in shape, to get to know the crew and, you know, learn all of these skills, which is great. But they also don't have any charter guests. So they kind of live on the boat. So it could be that, like, the crossing was wild. Mm-hmm. And they did Captain not clean Glenn? Up. Listen, Captain Glenn was single. I think he now finally has a girlfriend. But, you know, Captain Glenn be getting down, too. Mm-hmm. So it could be any of that. Or it could be that, you know. No, I don't believe so.
Because who's he bunking with? He is bunking Alex. Okay. Yeah.
Listen, years before season two, he was bunking with a man named Jean-Luc, who was, I think, 6'7", mm-hmm. who couldn't fit in the top bunk. And Captain Glenn, again, you know, is a short king, was on the bottom bunk. So his legs would kind of hang out.
Hang over.
And hit Captain Glenn, poor captain. So he's used to it.
Sasha, I feel like we haven't talked a lot about Alex, who also struck me as sort of a guy who was kind of a, you know, very friendly guy on the boat.
Yeah, and he's hot. So I'm excited for that. Thank you, producers. I think Alex and Gary with their long hairs, right? I think something is going to go down. But Alex, we see already in the trailer, like, getting very friendly with one of the blondes. I don't know which one. I can't tell yet, y'all.
That's how they keep you guessing.
Correct.
Yes. But is he Alex a new character on the show, Sasha?
Yes. Okay. He is. Mm-hmm.
So who are the new people?
All of the deckhands in this studio. Yeah.
So Alex is new. Chase is new. Lucy is new. Madison is new. Okay.
And the chef.
Alicia,
yes.
Yes. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about her. I mean, she did not seem to be a lot of drama. She's an Australian chef. She's a veteran. She's been a veteran chef. She's been cooking for 16 years.
Yeah, and chefs, again, we have to be on the lookout for chefs because they are the most temperamental, emotional. They get very territorial.
They're artists.
Correct. So it's going to be a lot. And she already gives me, because she said that she is emotional. So I'm stressed for this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She seems like a good chef.
Yeah. No, and they mostly are, except for this one horrible, horrible man on Below Deck Down Under. He said pizza. And he said pizza and like pasta was upscale dining. Besides him, most of the chefs are fine.
What's downscale?
Pizza and pasta. Yeah, for him, I don't know. Yeah. But ramen, like 2-minute ramen. That's
pasta.
I don't want to talk about him. I really want to fight him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but yeah, so I think most of them are great. It's just she does have big shoes to fill in Chef Marcos, who was, I think, cooked for a Venezuelan dictator. So he's, So he was good under pressure during one of these like sailings.
You
a chunk
be.
Of his forehead, like his head, not forehead, the back of his head came off.
What?
Because he hit his head. Yeah. And he just like put his hand like this and just kept on cooking. So we have big shoes to fill.
Is that sanitary for the chef to be bleeding
vibes
profusely?
Only.
Yeah.
Vibes only.
Vibes
but
only.
Again, he's really good under pressure. So
international
he made it
water.
Happen.
Anything goes.
Yeah. So Marcos like had a whole like a bald spot because it was a chunk of his like skin came off.
Oh my God. Yeah. I thought it was interesting when they got like the dossier of like, all right, here are the women that are coming in, the preference sheet. Could you talk about that?
Mm-hmm. So this is normal. They always have preference sheet meetings and with the heads of each team. And they'll go through it to kind of say, hey, they like, you know, this is their food issues. Usually the food is the biggest highlight, mm-hmm. right? Like, hey, we want this kinds of dinners. We want this kinds of boat parties, et cetera, right? So, and then sometimes they'll have really outlandish preference where they'll say like, I only want everyone to wear blue or I only want everyone to wear like our shirts. So, and we're going to supply them.
Yep.
So they have some things like that.
But okay. Yeah. So this party that was coming in, this was all women that were coming in and they were sort of like celebrating something. They had a couple of unusual requests. They wanted truffles on everything.
New money.
Yes.
Right? Because please, I don't just like gold on everything. Because you poop it out. It's useless. Mm-hmm. Just like that. I think you should let the chef cook. Just say we want like an upscale, you know, steak dinner. Right? Just say that. But no, they just sometimes again, these charter guests just really show how like not knowledgeable they are.
Right.
Of all of this.
Right. And so, okay, they want truffle. Truffles or truffle oil?
It don't matter. I think they said truffle. I bet they want to see like the actual shavings.
Yeah. Okay. Put that on everything. Put that mm-hmm. put that ish on everything. Okay. And then also they wanted an EDM party.
Why? Right? Like they can't, guests can't even pick their own music on these charters. So I don't know why you
can't clear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So imagine like licensed EDM music.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
But I think when you're that drunk, Rob, I think it's fine.
They don't know. The EDM party that they put on the boat was very sad.
I have to say, as someone I think that's very particular about these parties, like, they almost always are. Sometimes they will have like amazing entertainment, mm-hmm. but outside of
like
that,
what would be like an amazing entertainment?
They had steel drums last time. Then they have like fire dancers and they'll have belly dancing, like all kinds of like cool things. So then I like it. Mm-hmm. But
so
outside of that, these are not.
Sasha, could you describe the EDM party to anybody who is listening to the podcast but didn't watch the episode?
Yes. So think kids finger painting. Party. And that's what I think Chase called it, right? An 8-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah. It was like they got like a black light out, which I think probably can be dangerous. They probably should not even have a black light on the boat.
Then they didn't do a good job of cleaning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they should have it actually.
Yeah.
Just not in the hot tub. Never in the hot tub.
Not in the hot tub. Yeah. Also, the hot tub is, I feel like it's pretty sad on the Parsifal.
Yeah. But that would not stop people from mm-hmm. christening it.
Christening it? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen like families naked in there.
Families?
Yes. It's weird. So like I said, liquor and that hot tub. Whoo. I'd never go in it. I'll tell you
it's
that.
It's a very tiny hot tub.
Yeah. And they drain it too. So they clean it. It's fine. But things are going to happen. Size doesn't matter.
Size. Okay.
Yeah. And then we have finger painting on this boat. And then folks are dressed up really well, I will say, for the party. I liked what the charter guests had on. Very on brand. And then we did have some lights. But Rob, imagine doing all of this on the dock.
Yeah. No, because there must be so many people walking by and just being like, what are these losers doing?
That's what I'm saying. Imagine licensed music, cameras following you. You are drunk off your ass and you're doing the like horrible splits. This man is grinding on you like Magic Mike, like Walmart Magic Mike. And you're just on the dock.
And one lady fell out of her chair, not once, but twice.
Mary.
Yes. Yes.
Rob, with friends like these, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I fell off a chair when I'm drunk and no one came to rescue me, all the friends are going home.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. That Chase described it as this one lady just ate shite on falling off a chair. twice.
But she does it twice. Mm-hmm. And on either side, Rob. Yeah. Like, why are you? Because on the second time, she started checking. Oh, maybe I should check how far this can go. You're dumb, Mary. Yeah.
I think you would think that. After the first time, you would think that you would not push your luck, but not Mary.
No, Mary said, I'm God's chosen. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm going.
There's also a woman named Karen, the appropriately named Karen, on the party. And she was talking about how she wants to be reincarnated as a man.
Truer words have not been spoken, right? And chat can tell me otherwise, right? Because immediately, Rob, they complimented her makeup and she said, no, I'm tired. I'm tired of this. Because she said, I hope that I'm reincarnated as a man so I never have to do this again.
Yeah.
I show up in boxers and whatever and I live my life. Karen, find me. Let's be friends.
Were there any other standouts from the people that came on the boat?
No, not yet. I think Karen and Mary are my favorite. Oh, and then I forgot her name. Actually, I wrote it down.
Stephanie?
But she's the one. Not Stephanie. I wrote her name down, but I forgot it. Whatever. She was constantly eating the food as Mary got Mary ate shite constantly.
Yeah, she kept eating.
She kept eating, and then she's the one that asked Alex to marry her.
Yeah. I feel like they're not even having like really nice drinks. Like I feel like they're giving like Corona and like pouring Tito's down their throat.
Yeah. And espresso martinis, boy, these charter guests and their espresso martinis. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they just feel like, hey, if we get them like so liquored up, like none of these women are going to be awake until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If we basically get the day off, if we get them drunk enough tonight.
Correct. Oh, yeah. And her name is Melody. That's the one who I was talking about. But yes, this is very much a known thing. But the problem is when frat guys show up.
Okay.
Because then they will drink, act a fool, jump off the boat at night, get in trouble for doing that. Because why are you jumping off the boat at night? And then they will still party. And you'll see the stew and the deckhand just be like zombies. Yeah, just but
why do they take them?
Because they want the money.
I guess so.
Chase wants to retire by 30.
Yeah. Doing what?
Nothing. I don't understand. Because it's not from yachting. I'll tell you that, Rob.
He's going to get those tips.
Working for the tips. That's what the podcast name should have been. But yeah. No, literally. And because you and Akiva talked about this on Renap, right? Like generational wealth. Chase, baby, at 30, it's not coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like $2,000 per charter, right? You're not making it with that.
Yeah.
Stop it.
So can you just tell me a little bit more about the Bravoverse? So if somebody like really breaks out on Below Deck, sailing yacht, like what else can they expect to come from this experience?
Yeah, I believe Alex has already been, right? Anna said it in the chat too, has been cast in Winter House.
So what they is Winter House?
It's just a show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch it, so I couldn't tell. Yeah, I think they have like some games, right? Folks tell me in the chat. I'm not 100% sure. But I think, yeah, it's like the real world. I think that's the similar vibes.
Okay.
And so Alex is in there. And then you do get like Andy will call you up, right? And to be in other things. But I think that's it.
Maybe you get to be on Traders.
Yeah. And then you get to be on Galley Talk, which is like an amazing, really fun recaps of the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sam says there is no game in Winter House. It's just people living in
Sam.
A house.
You should.
Like the Catskills or something. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's correct.
That's from another life of Sam Moore that he knows about that universe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I want to open it up to the chat if you have any questions about this episode. But Sasha, anything else from the first episode? I guess the big cliffhanger is that it's going to take 15 days to fix the boat. And we don't have 15 days.
No, because listen, I think it only costs 3. It's only 3 charters per episode or whatever. So please, it's not happening is the point. I think we're either getting a new ship, like her sister ship. Maybe because spoiler alert, but in the trailer, we've seen everything. Like we've seen that someone's face planting into the water and it's open sea. So we know it's either working. It's either my conspiracy theory that it was just waiting for Gary to start up. So once Boat Daddy is back, it's going to happen. Just kidding. That's Captain Lee. I know. And I think that's the two working theories. And then I'm so excited for all the hookups. So that just get ready for that, because that's going to be a lot of tears from hookups.
Sasha, how many weeks is a season of Below Deck?
I think 10 to 12, usually. And depends on the reunion. We didn't get a reunion for Below Deck proper. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, usually 10 to 12.
And will a season of Below Deck cover like a whole like season of sailing on the boat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll see. Yeah.
Here's a question for you from Elizabeth, or it's more of a request. Tell Rob about the chick that Lee kicked off the boat because she jumped in. That's from Elizabeth.
Yes. I forgot her name, but yes, one of the charter guests was like, there's drunk and then there's like right plastered. So at night, I think she kept seeing like either something glowing in the water, and she just constantly was like, here I am.
Like,
and
then
she
just
treasure, or it could be a glow fish. I don't know what the hell this lady was on, but you know, it could have been maybe other drugs. I don't know. Allegedly, everyone. So, and she just like decided, great, I want to be one with said H2O. And oh yeah, Rocky, thank you. And she just jumped in once. The crew immediately dragged her ass out. And then she goes, I want to do it again, and just jumps in. And Captain Lee had to be woken up. This is not something you want to do. You never want to wake up a captain, but not Lee, okay? He is the most strict one out of all of them. No nonsense. So he had to go to the primary. And imagine, Rob, just your friend acting an ass. Not you. Not you, the primary. Your friend, okay? So they had to go and yell at Rocky and say, if you don't get your shit together, you're kicked off. You're done. So Rocky does get to stay, Rocky gets to go. Yeah. They found a tender the next morning, and Rocky had to leave the boat. There was someone else that got to stay.
Okay, boy, with such interactivity from the chat here today for this Below Deck inaugural maiden voyage. This is from Monner C says her name was like Rocky.
Yeah, I think your name was Rocky. You're right.
LA and then Kings _ says she jumped again after getting on the Tinder.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She jumped twice.
Yeah, she jumped twice. But then I think, yes, when they let her on the tender to go back, right? They were like, you're kicked off. Sorry, I'm getting two people confused. Thank you. Then she jumped it again. She said, I'll do it one time for the one time. Mm-hmm. Like, again, just to, you know, say that I'm a rebel, baby.
Okay. Sasha, I did put in that request with ChatGPT to get a Below Deck sailing yacht, a beautiful poem. Are you ready to hear it?
Please, I'm excited. Okay. Yes.
Upon the open sea they sail, a crew both brave and bold. Aboard Parsifal III they embark with stories yet untold. The cast of Below Deck sailing yacht, their journey now unfurls as they navigate through winds and waves, a dance of sails and swirls. Ooh. Captain Glenn, a seasoned sage, commands with steady hand. He guides them on this odyssey over water, sea, sky, and land. I don't think over land or sky.
You don't. Well, Parsifal might end up with land at this point. Yes. We don't know.
Beneath him stands his steadfast crew, a tapestry of lives, each one unique with dreams and hopes as the horizon thrives. Gary, the bosun, strong and fierce, his leadership admired. He tends to tasks with skill and grace, his passion never tired. From what I understand, that is true.
Correct.
Daisy,
ask
the chief stew, poised and bright with laughter in her eyes. She leads her team with gentle touch, a lighthouse against dark skies. Allie and Danny stews in sync. Their laughter fills the air with grace.
Oh, this is from season 2.
Yeah, this might be old. With grace, they serve and care for guests, a duo beyond compare. Colin, the engineer, a mind so sharp, a wit just like a blade, he keeps the yacht in perfect form, ensuring dreams are made. Upon the stage and sea, their lives and hearts entwined. The cast of Below Deck sailing yacht in harmony combined. Their journey filled with laughter, tears, and moments bittersweet. Together, they create a tale a memory replete.
Oh my God.
Here, Garrett wants you to talk about how Glenn crashes the Parsifal.
Yes, this has been a thing. Thank you, Garrett. Again, which is why I don't know why Glenn is like, Parsifal has never let me down. Lies. But they did.
Maybe more of the other way around. He's let the Parsifal down.
You're right. Right. So, yes, dockings are one of the like more anticipated, exciting moments of a episode, because you'll be like all the deckhands will be yelling at each other, you know, trying to get all the tenders. What is it called? Sorry, y'all. I'm forgetting. But anyway, there are these like pillow things that are put so that, you know, they don't hit each other, yeah, basically, and hit other yachts. So the point is, they somehow get the whole back of the boat, right? Where all the toys are, where we saw the deckhands kind of hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
That goes and hits into the dock, like literally, and lifts the dock up, like part of the dock. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a lot of damage, but yeah, they had to like repaint everything. Gary had to go under and check everything. It was pretty wild. But I've never seen like the actual dock get like damaged because of a horrible parking job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Pesky Penguin wants to ask you, Sasha, how do we feel about the promo? I know there's a hookup I'm anticipating.
So the promo is like what got me excited, where I was like, I think I have to pitch this to Rob, because listen, we knew where were happening, right? Gary's there. But there is a single call. Spoiler. Fast forward if you don't want it. But there is a hookup of Colin and Daisy, Rob, which is wild, because Daisy and Gary are in a will they, won't they? And Gary and Colin are besties.
Okay.
So I am so ready for this, because I know.
Devil's Triangle.
Listen, I love it. Okay. I live for this. I live for mess. And I think that Gary, I mean, there is a line from Gary that says, you're only doing it to spite me. Shut up, Gary. Okay. Cause your throat has been down every stew ever.
Yeah.
So stop it. But that is going to be very exciting. Pesky Penguin. I'm ready.
Got in the trailer, Gary, buck ass naked, roll of toilet paper covering his junk.
Normal, unfortunately.
Like, I don't know who else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where Gary did jump in naked with one woman that he did hook up with, that is his that is under him work wise, but was under him also in many other ways. Yeah. The next woman he hooked up with, all three of them jumped naked. I don't know what juice Gary has, but they jumped off the boat at night naked.
Big deck energy.
I don't get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you see Gary like that, I can't wait for you to meet Gary, is my point.
Okay.
So that you will
tell
me.
We've only seen him on FaceTime.
Correct. No, just wait till you all South African that he is. I can't wait.
Okay.
It's going to be exciting.
Sasha, well, this was a very fun premiere to talk about here with you. Do you have anything else you want to make sure we cover here on our maiden voyage of Big Deck Energy?
Listen, there were worse names. I'm just kidding. This is great name. I just wanted to say, like, thank you, everyone, for, like, sticking with us the first episode, and to you, Rob, because the first episode is a little bit more, like, in Marvel speak universe setting.
Got it.
So it will drag on a little, right? And it will be a little bit like, what's going on? Who is this? Why do I care about this show? So just hang in there, because they needed
to
committed,
tell us. I'm committed, Sasha. I'm in for the full season, okay? We're not getting off this boat. Yeah. And I really am very pleased with just how in there, you know, it was very late in the game today that we said, you know, should we do this live? So I think that was a great decision, because the chat has been really interactive. This was spur of the moment for all of you to show up. So hopefully we can like nail down a time slot and, you know, bring you this more regularly.
Yeah, I hope everyone enjoyed it. Again, I'm sure I missed stuff. I'm sure I was misinformation, and that's fine. I love
it's fine. Don't take it so seriously, okay?
Yeah, like it's Below Deck, please. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth did ask who's my favorite member of any crew. Ben, Chef Ben, obviously. Mm-hmm. Period. He's a crack.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for checking this out. Of course, we will get all of everything set up in our Bravo podcast feed, robinswebsite.com/Bravo feed. Okay. All right, Sasha, what else is coming up for you in all your podcasting?
Yeah, if folks are like, I love mess, as you should, mm-hmm. Kirsten McKinnis and I, as you said at the start, covered Taylor Swift and all her, I was just trying to figure out a nice way to say it, and all her conspiracy and everything that comes with the Taylor Swift breakup and tour drama. And it's a pop culture vibes only podcast. Also, we're turning 1 year old next
week. Happy birthday. So,
I know. Thank you. Thank you again for saying yes to that podcast too. But we're turning 1 year old, so we will be having a best of mess coming out next week. So if y'all have any stories that you like that we covered, any award categories like best wife guy, and by best we do mean worse, wife guy, send us your categories, send us everything. And we're going to talk about it all next week. Also, Rob, I'm covering over on Post Show Recaps an amazing, beautiful, painful feminist show called The Power with Jason Reed on the Everything is Super feed, where teenage girls get electrifying or electric powers and they're able to kind of fight back and not take anyone's.
Could they fix the engine of the Parsifal with these powers? Yeah.
Someone actually fixed a car engine on the first episode, so you're not wrong. So it's a really beautiful show, a really powerful, again, the opposite of Handmaid's Tale, right, where women have agency and power and are not going to take any more stuff happen to them. And for everything else, just check me out on Twitter at funsize_04. Oh, and I'll be on Nothing But Netflix.
Yeah, sorry. We're going to be talking about Beef this week over on. Have you finished it? How far did you get?
No, I haven't finished it yet because I was like, are we like doing a spoiler free? I wasn't sure.
I don't know. I think that we should, let's see how far we can get. I'm going to put a dent in it tomorrow. I've seen the first two episodes. So I'm waiting for Chappelle to, I think he's going to love it and not be able to turn it off. So let's see how far he ultimately gets into that. All right. So thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to eat some dinner. Not going to have anything as exciting as what they're having on the Parsifal. No truffles for me, but I'll be back in a little bit with Survivor Know-It-Alls tonight to talk to Stephen Fishback about this week's episode of Survivor. And for all that and everything else we're doing over on RHAP, go to robhasawebsite.com/subscribe. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.